Hey all, this is Michael Hansen from Denmark, and today I'd like to do an audio demonstration of the Alive WMA MP3 recorder. Alive WMA MP3 recorder is a recording program that allows you to record, as its name implies, in WMA and MP3, but it doesn't only allow you to record in WMA and MP3, you can also do Ogg Vorbis, Wave, and Vox files with it. This program is a piece of software made by Alive Media, and you can visit them on the web at http://www.alivemedia.net, and that's http://www.alivemedia.net. And you can purchase it because it's not freeware. So you can purchase it. I forgot the price, but you can look it up on the webpage. You can purchase it for some kind of price. I forgot it actually. And I'm going to show you the program. So I'm using JARS 6.20 here, and I have slowed it down to hopefully a good speech rate for you. So I'm just gonna go to the start menu to show you what's in the program group. So I'm gonna press the start menu key.
Start menu, anchor program.
I'm just gonna go to the program.
Adobe Audition, Antari, Arachnophit, Fit Alive WM MP3 recorder.
It plays us two shortcuts. This one is the one for this one I am on now.
Alive WM MP3 recorder A
is the one that starts the program. I don't know why it does that, but it does put two shortcuts in there. And if we arrow up,
Alive WMA MP3 recorder A.
And that's Alive WMA MP3 recorder submenu, so I'll hit enter.
Alive WMA MP3 recorder A.
Alive WMA MP3 recorder.
FAQF.
Frequently asked questions files.
Help H.
Live WMA MP3 recorder help.
How to registry H.
How to registry. it says how to registry, but it is how to register.
License agreement.
License agreement.
Readme R.
Readme. Readme file.
Tutorial E.
Tutorial.
Uninstall Alive WMA MP3 recorder U.
Uninstall Alive WMA MP3 recorder. And
Alive WMA MP3 recorder A.
And back. So I'll just press the Alt key to go out of the start menus.
Leaving menus. Start
press up. Windows M to go to the desktop.
Desktop folder view list view documenter 1 of 60. To move the items, use the arrow key.
And by the way, the speech should be a good rate for you. If it's not, please contact me then.
Add aware Adobe AV accessible Alive WMA MP3 recorder 2.0.6.9.
And that's the version that I'm using. The version 2.0.6.9, they have a newer version out there, but I've got problems with the new version, because I didn't purchase the new version, I just purchased this neat old nice version, you know. So I'm just gonna press the enter key to start the program.
Alive WMA MP3 recorder ready.
And it says Alive WMA MP3 recorder ready. Which is pretty good, because then you know that the program is ready, that you can use it. Now we are in the main window of the program, so we have some options in here. If we press the tab key.
Combo box MP3 1 of 5. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
This combo box is the output format combo box. And we have MP3 with five choices. The first one is MP3.
WMA.
WMA.
Arcvorbis.
Arcvorbis.
Wav.
Wave.
Vox.
And Vox, which I don't know what is.
MP3.
And there's MP3. And if you press tap again.
List view, zero items. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
It says list view, zero items. To move zero items, use the arrow keys and that stuff. And that list view is the list view where the recorded files that you record shows up. So when you finish your recording, you finish it. You press the stop key, which is Control F2 in the program, and the thingy will show you a file named untitled and then a number dot MP3 WMA OGG WAV VOX or whatever you want to record it in, whatever you're recording. And when we are in this list view, we can bring up an action menu by pressing our applications key. So I'll do that now.
Context menu, record new F9. To move through items, press up, record new F9.
Okay, the first one is record new, and the shortcut for that is the shortcut for that is F9. If we arrow down. And by the way, this is the action menu. And I'll show you another way to get to that, and it's also, it can also be accessed in the menu system, the menu bar system, and I'll show you that later.
Record rewrite selected by left hand W.
Record rewrite of record rewrite selected file. I think this thing, you know, will allow you to place, if you place you on a file in a list view, you can press F10 and you can start recording a you can start recording over the file. So you'll remove everything else that you recorded and record the new stuff on the file instead. It's like it when you have a tape, it's like the old days when you had a tape recorder. You could do that on that as well.
Play unavailable. E.
There's a play, which is unavailable because we don't have any files.
Pause unavailable. U.
We have a pause.
Stop unavailable. Control plus F2.
We have a stop. And stop both works for recording and playing files. So the shortcut for that is Control F2. The shortcut for stop is Control F2.
Remove selected files unavailable. M.
Remove selected files. I don't think that you remove the actual files, you know, you only remove, you know, from the list. I think it's that way it works.
Select all files. A.
Select all files.
Edit dot 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 E.
Edit.
Rename selected file unavailable. N.
Rename selected file.
Save as dot 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 unavailable. V.
Save as.
Record new F9 R.
Okay. And we're done with that. The program will automatically save the files for you in the standard folder for saving files, the C:\audio files. I usually delete the files off of the directory after I move them to another directory. So we don't need this. We don't need this. Now let's do a quick recording. And I have a microphone in here plugged into my computer. And by the way, I'm not using the computer to record this. I'm using my MP3 player. But it will be great quality anyway. So I'll just turn on the mic. And I will set my screen echo to none.
Oh, none.
Because what JARS will do is that it will announce the minutes and all that stuff while you're recording. That can be a bit irritating to your ear. So I'm kind of pressing F9. I'm gonna press F9 now and start recording. And then I'll just say some random crap and just press Control F2 to stop the recording. Hello, this is Michael Hansen doing a little test recording on a live WMA MP3 recorder. And now I'm just gonna press Control F2 to stop the recording. And here you go. And now if we press the down arrow, I think...
Combo, list view, graphic 771, untitled 1.mp3 012c audio files, 1:1, to move the items.
And it says the length of the file, the name, the format, where it's safe to at the moment. So, that's it. C:\audio files is the directory where a live WMA MP3 recorder saves your files to. Well, now I'm just going to play it back so that you can hear. I'm just going to press context.
Context, V.
Oh, I just see it. And now I'm going to play it back.
Leaving.
Hello, this is Michael Hansen doing a little test recording on a live WMA MP3 recorder. And I'm just going to press Control F2 to stop the recording. Hello, this is Michael Hansen doing a little
looping.
Test recording. And it's looping. So I'm just going to press Control F2.
Here.
I don't know if you can hear this because this microphone is really low and it's blah. So I hope that you can hear this. Otherwise, you'll have to turn your speakers up, crank your volume, do some stuff. I don't know. Now let's talk about the menu system of the program, because the program does have a menu system, but if I press the Alt key, nothing happens. So I'll have to go up with the JAWS cursor.
JAWS cursor. Root JAWS, the PC page of the live WMA file actions options help.
We got
file actions options help.
File actions options and help.
File.
So now I'm gonna go into the file menu.
Root PC to JAWS menu. Close. Open .. O.
We can open a file.
Save as .. A.
We can save as.
Rename selected file R.
We can rename selected file.
Close C.
And we can close. I think it closes the program. And now let's go to the actions menu.
Record new F9 R. Record overwrite selected file F10.
You've been there before.
Play E.
Play.
Pause unavailable U. Stop unavailable.
Stop.
Edit .. E.
Edit.
Remove selected files M. Select all files A.
I've been trying to edit, but it doesn't work. My file went screwed up. Was screwed up after I edited it.
Record new F9 R.
That's the actions menu.
Show text label and toolbar checked. E.
That's the options menu. There's the options menu.
Show status R S. Options .. O. Devices settings .. E. Show text label and toolbar checked. E.
And the help menu.
Help F1 H.
Help.
FAQ F.
FAQ.
License L.
License.
Contact us ..
Contact us.
Visit website ..
Visit website.
About ..
And
A.
About.
Help F1. It open .. O. Help show text label and toolbar check.
Let's
E.
Go into the options. Let's go into the options and then I'll wrap this thing up.
Show options .. O.
The little options menu there.
Leaving menus. Setting .. Output tab. The switch apply button. The output tab. Output tab.
There's an output.
Schedule tab.
Scheduler.
Schedule tab.
I'll put on a scheduler. I just leave the output and I'll press my little tab key over there to go in.
Directory edit combo C audio files 0 items to set the help.
This little directory shows you where the program will save the files that you create. With the program there.
Output folder .. Button to activate.
And here's the output folder browse button.
.. Button to activate.
Here's another browse button. I don't know what that does.
Default button to activate.
Default. Go to default.
MP3 combo box 44,107 of 8.
We have the sample rate MP3 combo box here.
KHZ combo box stereo 2 of 5.
Stereo.
Combo box 128, 10 of 5.
128 kbps.
Output format combo box
MP3 is output format.
OK button.
It's
very apply output tab.
There's an apply button.
Schedule tab.
Schedule. I'm not gonna look at the schedule, so I'm just gonna press escape now.
Untitled 1.
The schedule I think this is something so that this thing can be connected to neat little TV tuner or something, and then you can just schedule the program to come on and record your favorite TV program or radio program, or whatever you want to record. Now let's go back to the. I'm gonna go to the devices settings.
Leaving menus, devices, sound card, combo box, advanced button to activate, select checkbox, check, sound card, combo box, connects to AMC audio, 2 of 2.
This looks like...
Up, down, slider, 6, left, right, slide, up, down, slider, select checkbox, not check, check.
This looks like your standard mixer volume control in Windows, so I'm not gonna look at that anyway. I'm just gonna...
Alive, W.
Go out of the program. And...
Context menu, record, leaving menus.
Remove the file. Doesn't give you a confirmation, by the way. So that's the Alive WMA MP3 recorder program. If you have any comments or questions that you'd like to ask me or anything, then you can contact me in any of the following ways. I have MSN Messenger. The address for that is michaelvlogtext@hotmail.com. It's spelled michaellogtext@hotmail.com. And please do not send me any emails because I don't have an email set up. So that's for the MSN address. And I got a Skype address too, and that's the Samplitude Man. And that's spelled THE_ and that's the underscore sign shift dash or whatever you do on your keyboard. It's THE_SAMPLITUDE_MAN. And if you're living in Denmark, I've got a phone number which is 23 23 96 5203, and you can only use it in Denmark. I don't recommend you call from USA or wherever you come from. But that's it. Hope you enjoyed the thingy and have a good one.